see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good afternoon, and thanks for tuning into Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And boy, on a day like today, you can't help but think, what a wonderful world. Well, my name is Eric, and we again thank you for tuning in tonight. Normally you would hear Dr. Pat talking to you, but Dr. Pat is enjoying some time in Hawaii, so good for her. As you know, it is time for the Life Solutions program with normally Dr. Pat, who again is not here, but we do have her co-host Mary Mannon Morrissey on the line. So let's go ahead and say hello to Mary. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you?
Doing wonderful. And we've got a great show lined up for everybody. So what are we going to talk about on this evening's broadcast?
Oh, tonight we're going to talk about finding your perfect mate, finding the love of your life, and if you are married or in a relationship, how you deepen and expand that so that the person you're with continues to be the love of your life.
Great. Well, something for everybody then.
That's right. Absolutely. So if I just get started?
Sounds good.
All right. Hi, everybody. And I just want to say happy Monday. And we do this program right at drive time. Hopefully that it catches you when you have a chance to pause for a minute and set the tone for your week. You know, every time we pause for just a few moments, we can really change the whole trajectory of our lives. And for most of us, when we put our head on the pillow for the last time, and say goodbye to this life, it won't be the thought, gee, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. I wish I had more money in my bank account right now. I wish my 401k were bigger. It will be, I wish I'd made that connection with somebody who was important to me. I wish I'd told more people how much I love them. I wish I'd given myself room to experience a connection with my child when I was so busy doing other things. And so today, as we talk about relationships, we're going to focus in on that one special relationship, which is the person we are closest with as we walk through this journey of life. As a minister and counselor over 25 years working in the laboratory called Life with thousands of people, what I've learned is that there is nothing that creates more joy or pain in our lives than relationships. And so tonight we're going to discuss how it is that we can both find the love of our life, but if we have someone in our lives right now that we're involved with, how we can deepen that. So I want to begin by telling a little bit about my personal story, and then we'll go through some teaching, and then towards the end of the program tonight, we'll be able to give you a chance to call in and ask your questions. And actually, Eric, if you could tell them the number now a couple of times, so grab a pen. And if you don't have the number of this program, this is a perfect time for you to get some real support in either finding the love of your life or how to make the one you're with the love of your life. So, Eric, what number would they call if they want to call in today?
Absolutely. And they can call in at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or you can dial toll-free if you're in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
Great. And Eric, since Dr. Pat isn't here, and she's the one who usually watches for our breaks, can you just give me, like, notice, like, we're going to take a break in about a minute, Mary?
Sure.
Something like that? Okay, thanks.
Sounds good. Incidentally, yeah, we have a break in about 8 minutes, in case you're wondering.
I am. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, again, hi, everybody. So some of the way that I learned about relationships, of course, is in things that didn't work. Not only, you know, I'm a trained counselor. I have a master's degree in counseling psychology. I have a doctorate degree. I've spent, as I said, many, many years counseling couples and working with people of all different kinds of relationships, same-sex couples, heterosexual couples, couples where there's an age gap, the kind of situations that occur when there's step-parenting involved, and how do we co-parent children when one of us is our birth child, the other of us is not our birth child. Those are very real issues that surface in families and in coupling, issues where one partner makes a lot more money than the other, or one has a career and the other doesn't, one travels, one stays home. All of these things become issues, but fundamentally, we're here, each one of us, I believe, to master what it means to really love authentically. To learn how to love and be loved is one of the greatest gifts of this life, and in fact, it's something that deep down we all yearn for. Even the meanest, nastiest person you've ever met or known, deep down, they want to live in love. Deep down, every one of us, and we have sometimes very unskillful ways of trying to discover how to satisfy that need. I got married very early in life. Some of you have heard my story. I grew up in Beaverton, Oregon, and had a high school experience like most young girls dream about, and got pregnant at the end of my junior year. My high school boyfriend had gone off to college and came home on spring break. That ended my high school career as I knew it, and I went to an evening high school to complete the next year. And at the five-year mark of that marriage, I was absolutely ready for a divorce. We had completely unskillful means in how to deal with issues. So when something would occur, we would either fight about it and not be able to really resolve it, or we would not say something, and then there would be this little brick building that would occur, and finally there was a giant wall between us. And ultimately, I made a decision, I'm out of here, I'm not staying here, I'm done. I was getting my undergraduate degree at the time, and I saw a little ad in the Portland State University Vanguard, which was a school newspaper. And this is in 1971. The little ad said, wanted couples for communications encounter group. Those of you that are over 40 will remember the kind of issuing in of encounter groups and what that meant, which was sitting in a circle and beginning to take a look at issues that sometimes we were so busy going hither and yon we didn't even take a look at. So I went to the counseling center and I said to them, what's this going to be? And they said, well, we're going to take 8 couples and work with them for 10 weeks and teach them how to communicate. And I said, my husband and I are getting a divorce, but we have 2 little boys, and I really don't want them to be the victims of the battlefield that we have been in or might happen as we divorce. And they said, well, you'd be perfect for this. See if you can get him to come. I asked him if he would go, and he said yes. Well, the first week we went, there were 8 couples, so 16 of us sitting in a circle and 2 empty chairs where the 2 therapists would come in, and they did. And we were all nervous. I don't know if any of the other couples had ever been in counseling or an encounter group, but I certainly hadn't. I was in my early 20s. The head of the psychology department at Portland State University, Gene Hawkinson, and the head of the psychiatry department at the University of Oregon Medical School, Julia Saslow, came in, sat down, looked at the group of the 16 of us, the 8 couples, and said, what we need is one of you who will share your story. Well, we all just sat in silence. We were scared. It was frightening to just, like, tell your story. And finally, though, I had been in so much pain for so long, and I was just pent up and bottled up. I raised my hand, and I said, I'll tell my story. Well, I saw my husband at the time to kind of put his hand on his forehead. It's like, oh, man, she's going to tell a story. So I began telling my story. At that point, my story was all about him. It was what he did wrong, why he didn't do this, and on and on and on and on. And of course, I didn't know that I was making him the problem in terms of having no understanding about my role. But nevertheless, they let me tell my story. And at the end of my sharing, they looked at him and they said, have you been listening? And he said, yeah, you bet I've been listening. In fact, there's a few things I'd like to say. And they said, well, you'll get a chance to share your side of the story here in just a minute. But first we want you to know that if you've really been listening, you'll be able to say what she said without adding any of your own agenda in it. And then from there, you'll be able to share your own story. We're going to give you a chance to share your story, but just not yet. What did Mary say? And so he began to share a couple of things and then maybe another thing that I had shared. But ultimately, he couldn't say what I had shared because he hadn't really heard me. And they introduced us to a concept right then and there that was completely revolutionary to me. And that concept was that there is a vast difference between listening and waiting to talk. When we're listening, we are suspending our own opinions. We're suspending our own what we're going to say next. We are sitting there with a total intent on understanding the other person. When we're waiting to talk, we want to make ourselves right. We're fueling our agenda. We're keeping kind of this inner score. We're thinking about point by point what we want to make sure we say back. And so they pointed out to him that he hadn't really been listening. He'd just been waiting to talk. And something in me, I just kind of puffed up and went, ha, ha, ha. See, you are the problem. If you'd been listening better to me, things would be different. And then they turned to me and they said, Mary, you feel really hurt by some of the things that have happened in your relationship. And so you have, the way you have now responded to the hurt you feel is that you have chosen to withdraw your love, and you're going to divorce this man. So we just want you to take a look at that, and we're wondering if that punishment is appropriate. If you felt hurt, should you punish him for a day, a week, a month, a year? Should you punish him for the rest of his life? Is this the only solution there is? And I didn't really have an answer for that because no one had ever spoken to me that way. It hadn't really occurred to me that I was responding to the pain I felt by withdrawing my love. I just knew I didn't want to be there anymore. And then they said to us, you guys have a really big investment in this relationship. You've been together 5 years. You have two kids. What if you put 6 months into this relationship and worked these 10 weeks with us and learned how to communicate differently, and then if in 6 months you want to get a divorce, go ahead. And I said, absolutely not. I was done. I was leaving. And then they said, well, how about 3 months? Again, I said, absolutely not. I'm done. I'm leaving. And before the evening was over, they convinced me to try for 30 days. And that 30 days was revolutionary to me, and not just in my relationship with my kid's dad, but it was absolutely revolutionary to me as a person. They helped us work with communicating in such a way that we found a way, and we actually stayed together another 21 years, had two more kids, and completed that relationship. And those of you that have been in relationships that ended really well because the life of the relationship was shifting, and maybe the married part of it was over, but the friendship continued and the caring continued, then you know that there's a cycle to a relationship and there is really a life to the forms of it. And when you do relationship well, it is one of the sweetest experiences, even when the life of the relationship transforms. They taught us that night 7 rules for fair fighting, none of which we really understood or knew prior to that evening. And we made an agreement for the next 30 days to really be rigorous in our practice with these 7 rules for fair fighting. At that time, it came out of a book called The Intimate Enemy, written by George Bach. But since that time, these same ideas have been easily shared, and most of you today who are listening would know some of them anyway. But the first of which was, in communicating, what we're really seeking is communion. We're seeking a connection with another being. We're seeking a way of relating that actually brings a sense of oneness. And when that sense of oneness is broken, or we feel dishonored, we feel disrespected, and we care, it is one of the most painful experiences there is. So, Gary, before I get into the 7 rules, how close are we to our break?
Well, we could take a break at any time. So if you'd like to take a break now and then come right back to that, that would be great. Or we can take a break in a couple minutes.
Why don't we take the break now and we'll come back and I'll get into those 7 rules.
Sounds great. Everybody, stay tuned. We're coming right back with more Life Solutions with your hosts this evening, Mary Manon Morrissey and Dr. Pat will be back next week. Everybody, stay tuned. We're coming right back here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
You'll never find, as long as someone who loves you tender like I do.
Join Mary Manon Morrissey for a 6-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you will participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, receive a monthly mastery manual, and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You will also receive a daily 1-minute inspirational phone call from Mary during the entire 6-month course. If you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a significant discount. This course can change your life. Contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's Karen at lifesolutions.com or call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Hope to see you there. Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Wren at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Search someone who cares about you the way I.
And welcome back to the Life Solutions program, here for you every Monday night at 5 p.m. Welcome back, Mary.
All right. Thank you, Eric. And welcome back, everybody. Okay. I was sharing with you that I really received one of the great gifts of my life in being taught these seven rules for fair fighting. Now, some of us may say, well, we never fight or fighting. You know, take it, please, in the generic sense. When there's a disruption in the field of connection with somebody you deeply care about, which means there's a little misunderstanding, or somebody said they'd be home at 6 and they don't get home till 6:45 and you had dinner at 6, or you were counting on them relieving you so you could go do something and they didn't come. You know, what do you do with that? Because basically people tend to, in their relating patterns, to do what are called either overs or unders. They either overreact and scream and yell and do things that are detrimental, or they get silent. And you know what it's like to be around somebody who's silent, and you say to them, what's wrong? And they go, oh, nothing, nothing. And, you know, I had tried both of those strategies, and they didn't work very well. But I learned in this phase of my life that the silent treatment is equally toxic to the relationship as is the scream, yell, shout, or do other things. Both of those behaviors, overs and unders, over time absolutely kill a relationship, and they're toxic. So what do we do instead? How do we stay in the forging of what the possibility is with relationship? You know, many of you know that I'm a minister and a counselor as well, and a speaker and author, but in the ministry side of my work, having studied all the world's great teachers, and my own personal teacher is Jesus, when those who were gathered around him said, so, like, what's this life really about? What's the greatest commandment of all? And he clearly said, it's all about relationship. It's about relationship with the infinite and relationship with yourself and relationship with others. And learning to love as the core value of all the relating patterns in which you are involved. Your relating pattern with the infinite, the spirit of you and all life, the relating pattern you have with yourself, and the relating pattern you have with others, to learn to have love be the core essence and the practice of all those relating patterns is what this life is about. And so every one of us is given a perfect curriculum, because there's not one of us who doesn't have relationships. Even those of us who are longing for the love of our life, there are people in our lives right now with whom we are in relationships. So we can be learning these skills and strategies with our best friends, with the people we work with at work. And so it's we're not outside the opportunity. Before the end of the program today, we're going to talk about three things you can do to help attract your perfect mate. So let's, for a moment, take a look at how our own relating patterns might show up. For some of us, we tend to go towards a silent treatment when things bother us. We retract, we withdraw, we get quiet. Others of us, we tend to blame or attack. So what if instead learn some strategies that really help us really cut through the mire of this when we get hurt, when we feel let down, when we're disappointed, because this is when we're tempted to do one of those two strategies. And you just can't have a relationship that doesn't involve human beings because we're all in the human experience, so we're not perfect. We're perfect at being human, but we're not perfect at always being skillful. So here's our practice. Number one. Something happened and you feel hurt about it. Something happened and you're upset about it. Something happened and you're confused by it. Something happened and you're suspicious by it. Whatever it is, there's a disruption in the field of connection you have with somebody you care about. The first basic strategies are maturity strategies, and one of them is no name calling, no button pushing, no bringing up the past. Now, at the time when I told you about when I'm sitting in this encounter group with the husband of, or my husband at the time and the father of my children, these were not practices we did. When we got mad at one another, we might say, well, that's really, you know, selfish of you, or, you know, or you're really being a fool here, or we said, we did all kinds of, we were in our early 20s and we didn't really know better, but we did experience pain of not knowing better. So this no name calling, that's one of the easier ones to learn. No name calling. You're not going to call anybody a swear word. You're not going to call anybody a name. So we release that pattern. And I'll tell you before this is over what we do instead, how we cut through the mire of the disconnection. But part of it is ego strengthening, where we learn to really go to the core of ourselves instead of letting that part of us act out, either by getting silent or blaming and attacking. So no name calling. No more name calling to yourself. And when you start listening to your inner dialogue, some of you and may be surprised at how abusive you are regularly to yourself. You know, it may have been that you were raised by an abusive parent and no longer allow that parent to abuse you, but you may have taken it up for yourself. And when you listen to how you speak to yourself when you've made a mistake, or how you speak to yourself when you've done something that you would have preferred or wished you hadn't done, or not done something you wished you had, then no name calling, okay, no name calling. No labeling. Labeling is a much more difficult skill to really master. Labeling is, rather than saying, you dirty so-and-so, is to say, well, that was really selfish. So I label the behavior selfish, or that was self-centered, or that was weird, or that was, and I labeled the behavior or the situation without directly calling you a name, and it's just a backdoor approach to calling you weird, or you selfish, or you self-centered. And if you say those words to me, it's a backdoor approach to you saying those things to me. And what happens is those energies build walls between us. And ultimately what we're trying to do is clear the field of disconnection by building a new connection through the communion that occurs with healthy, honest communication. This life is about relationships. Our human experience then gives us the opportunity to learn how to really foster, live in, and live from authentic relationships. Name calling, button pushing, we let them go. Button pushing is when I know something about you that I know will hurt you. I mean, maybe you have insecurity about your weight. And so when I'm real mad, then I might, if I don't know these rules or I don't know how to skillfully communicate, then I might say something about your weight because I know since I'm feeling so hurt, when we're unskilled and we're unawake, we tend to want somebody to feel just like we're feeling, or we want to get their attention. And the man I was married to and I were really good at this. We were really good at doing this to one another, and the pain was immense. Hence, my hand went up that first night, so that I was the one who was sharing what was going on. But I saw the wide eyes in the other seven couples sitting there, and many of them were nodding their heads because they were experiencing the same kind of relating patterns in their marriage. So no name calling, no labeling, And again, as you listen to your own inner dialogue, or you listen to how you dialogue with people you're in relating some kind of relationship with, just notice when you say, well, that was silly or stupid, or any label that in any way puts someone down. And you're going to have to catch yourself in the beginning if you decide to get really good about this. If you really want the highest possibility of what can happen between you and the people you love, then we take it on as a practice, that our communication skills are like our spiritual practice, or like whatever your own professional expertise is in. You know that you practice that expertise. You practice your art form. You practice getting really good at being a parent. There's nothing you can do for your children that was more meaningful than model healthy communicating patterns. If you help them model that for themselves, and it is the key to healthy relationships. No name-calling, no labeling, no button-pushing. That no matter how hurt we feel, we don't go for the jugular vein in somebody else. And the fourth no, the first fours are no's, what to let go of. And the last three and the seven rules for fair fighting or healthy communicating are what we will do. So no name calling, no labeling, no button pushing, and no bringing up the past, which means you always did this. And let me tell you, 2 years ago, the same kind of thing happened. 14 years ago, you did this and that. And, in fact, I know you're inconsiderate because you did this, and you did this, and you did this, and we start bringing out a laundry list. You know, it was the Apostle Paul who wrote in the Bible what something really one of the most famous chapters in the whole Bible, and it's called the love chapter. And he describes in that what love is like, the energies of love, and what love is not like. And a couple of things he says about what love is not like is love keeps no score of wrong. Now, that's a challenge for us, but if we're going to be mentored by what love really is, we have to challenge ourselves about the little tablet we keep inside our heads about how many times something happens. And kind of scorekeeping on one another, because ultimately we're scorekeeping on ourselves when we do that. And we distance ourselves from love's presence. The gift of relating in this way is that we begin to walk in the experience of love. We begin to feel the kind of love that is transcendent and beyond the boundaries of what we've known. So we're entering the doorway into this kind of experience by letting go of name-calling and labeling and button pushing, and bringing up the past. So what do we do when we're hurt then? What do we do when we're let down? What do we do when we're disappointed? Let me just add one more thing in the bringing up the past. Part of what you let in that practice is always a never. If I say to somebody, you never, they'll think of the one time when they did and discount everything I have to say. If you say to me, you always, well, I'll think of the one time when I didn't, and I'll discount what you're trying to say to me. So always and never become roadblocks. And we don't care about always and never. We're talking about now. What this leads us to is how to be skillful and laser-like in cutting through the mire of the disconnection by sticking to the now. So we come to the now moment. You said you'd be home at 6 o'clock, and it's 6:45. So the first thing is a description of what happened. This is what happened, without names, without labels, without accusations. Just this is what happened. You said you'd be home at 6 at 6:45. You promised to put your whole check in the account, and you took $300 out without telling me. This is where you lay the ground for, I thought we had an agreement that X, but this is what happened. You told me you'd come home and bring the car back so that I could go to my meeting, and you brought it back on empty. And remember, this fighting isn't really fighting, but it's a way of dealing with the issues that occur where there's disruption, where there's hurt, where there's letdown, where there's disappointment, and how to build that bridge of love again, how to build a bridge of connection. And those of you that are looking for the love of your life, there's nothing between you and developing these strategies now, and in fact, they will put you on a higher plane of evolution. They'll put you on a higher plane of your own being, and the person you will attract to you, you'll be able to sort people that know how to communicate well and can build long-lasting, healthy, deep relationships from those who are unskilled and need some support or help, but you won't get lost in a relationship that becomes abusive. You will free yourself if you've ever been in abusive relationships or hurtful relationships or distant relationships. You will free yourself from that because you yourself will become more skilled and you'll be able to recognize what it means to be in a relationship where communication works well. And that kind of communion is one of life's great gifts. So again, no name-calling, button-pushing, bringing up the past, labeling, always, never, we let it go. We simply say, this is what happened. This is what happened. So say what happened, number one. Just like in court, just the facts, ma'am. Or remember, some of you will remember Jack Webb, just the facts. No opinionating about it. And I'm sure this means that you selfishly didn't do this. We've let all that go. It's just, here's what I thought was going to happen, and this is what happened. You said we'd go out to dinner, and then you didn't make a reservation, and you got busy doing something else. Or you said, let's watch a movie together tonight, and then you sat behind your computer all night long. Or whatever it is. Number one, this is what happened. Number two, and what you do, this is how I feel about that. Because the minute something happens, there's a feeling tone that gets struck inside of our own being in relationship to that experience. There's a feeling tone. Now, many times we don't even pay attention, but unless you've been skilled in knowing what you're feeling about situations, you feel it, but you tend to think about it rather than let yourself feel it. And then that thought often goes into blame, attack, or withdrawal and fuming. All of that is toxic to the relationship, and it doesn't feel good even to us when we're doing it. So here's what we do instead is we say, when this happened, I felt disappointed, I felt let down, I felt hurt, I felt uncared about. And these are all I statements. The I feel is about you. It's not about the other person at this point. I'm now sharing what's happening inside of me as a result of this experience, the what happened that I'm sharing. That is very, very potent. And here's our challenge. Most of us use the word feel for thought all the time. We say, I feel like you ought to get up and do something. Well, that's not a thought. I mean, that's not a feeling. It's a thought. I think you ought to get up and do something. So when you're in your highest learning curve, and then it becomes part of the way you live your life, when you're in the learning curve of really establishing a good communication pattern at the core and center of how you live your daily life, you practice this, I feel, and then you say what you think the feeling is, and then in your own mind you substitute I think and say the sentence. And if that sentence makes sense, it wasn't a feeling, it was a thought, like this. I feel you ought to get up and do something. I think you ought to get up and do something. See, I think you ought to get up and do something still makes sense. So it wasn't a feeling at all. But if I said, I feel disappointed, and then I said, I think disappointed, that sentence doesn't make sense. I think hurt right now. I think let down. I think uncared about. You hear the difference between a feeling and a thought. So we begin by saying, this is what happened, and then simply, this is how I feel about that. And then the third, and these are very short sentences. It doesn't take a whole lot. In fact, less is more in this regard. Third step is this. And what I want is for us to close. What I want is, if you're going to be, you said you'd be home at 6:46. You said you'd be home at 6. You got here at 6:45. The dinner's cold by then, and I feel uncared about. What I want is that if you're going to be later than a few minutes, just give me a call. Would that work out for you? And so as you conclude your sharing, then ask for the other person's point of view. Ask, because this is a relationship. It's not just one-sided. So you say what happened, what you feel about it, what you want, and then you ask how this seems to them or what happened for them. And sometimes people will just get defensive and say, well, there was traffic and I didn't have my cell phone and yada, yada, yada. And then you say, when I tell you that you were late and the dinner got cold and I tell you how I feel, and then I tell you I want a phone call and you just tell me why you couldn't call, I don't feel assured. Now we take the same thing again. Is when he said or she said to you, my cell phone wasn't there and I couldn't call, you probably don't really feel heard and you probably don't really feel reached out to and you probably don't really feel like things are going to be any different. So you take the same strategy and apply it again because this now is a new now moment. And in the new now moment, you say, when I tell you how I feel, what happened and how I feel about it, and you just tell me why it couldn't happen, I'm left wondering if it's ever going to be any different. And usually somebody who does care about you, they'll begin to help you build a bridge. And what you're doing with communication is building a bridge across a chasm or a divide, a breach in the relationship that, if untended, ultimately becomes the Grand Canyon. And you wave from the other side and you go on in life and you miss that relationship. And you miss what could have been there. And that's often a very big loss.
Well, we're just about due for another break here, Mary. So do you want to come back to that?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, everybody stay tuned. We're coming right back with more good tips here on Life Solutions here for you every Monday at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150 with your host, Mary Manning Morrissey. Stay tuned.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Your magical kiss can take me down.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Manning Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to the phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. So contact Karen at Life Solutions. That's Karen at Life Solutions, LifeSoulutions, or call 503-922-3460. Again, that's 503-922-3460 to start receiving your daily Miracle Minute.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love, one day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. Copioushealth.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
And thanks for listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. This is Life Solutions. We're here for you every Monday night at 5 p.m. with your host, Mary Manning Morrissey. And if you'd like to call in tonight, the numbers are 425-373-5527. Or toll-free, 888-298-KKNW. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric. So, again, and I would love to talk to some of you tonight about your relationships and what's going on, how we can cut through some of the stuff that may be distancing. But, again, it's 425-373-5527. If you want to call in, and Eric will let me know that you're on the line. I have on the line with me a friend and a colleague named Karen Hanslake, who works with me, and we create all kinds of programs that are around the country helping people master different areas of their lives. And so I want to welcome you, Karen, to our program today.
Hi, Mary, and hello, everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I know you have spoken on this program a couple of times for us.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Pat. Yes, you have. You're a life coach and a businesswoman, and you have been helping people around the country master different areas of life. So would you tell those who are listening today about a program they can get in and work with me closely if they'd like to for the next 6 months?
Yes, I'd really love to. And many of the listeners have heard about our Life Mastery program. If you haven't, let me tell you, it is one of the most amazing teaching, coaching, mentoring programs around. It's done with Mary. It's a live teleclass that you do with her on the telephone every single week. It's also a program where you're supported with a daily empowerment phone call from Mary, and there's a manual that you work with, and also a meditation CD. You get a different meditation CD every month. It's a six-month course. Every month we have a special subject that we work on that help you develop mastery skills in that particular subject. The next course begins on July 10th, and what I'm most excited about tonight is the very topic you're speaking to, which is probably one of our most important topics. And July is Mastery in Love, Fostering Authentic Relationships, and it's so pertinent to the teaching you're doing tonight, and really all we do. Everything we do stems from loving and authentic relationships. So to master the skill, and the teaching you're giving tonight is so excellent, Mary. And the teaching we'll do for an entire month so that we can enmesh ourselves in this energy and have an opportunity to work through it every week and every day. And then at the end of the month, come through that month as a completely transformed person in that area of fostering authentic relationships. I think would be very exciting for any of the listeners to be participating in. The Life Mastery course is a six-month course. We start again in July 10th with Mastery and Love, the course that I know for all of the Dr. Pat listeners, we'd like to offer an especially deep discount if they want to join the course and call us in the next couple of days.
All right. So how do they do that? If they'd like to, you just mention Dr. Pat and get a big discount, right?
Mention the Dr. Pat Show. We will give them a significant discount as being a listener of this show. They can call us in the next 3 days at 503-922-3460. 503-922-3460. Or they can email me, Karen@lifesolutions.com. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at lifesolutions, L-I-F-E, SOULUTIONS.com. There's a soul in the middle.
All right.
Email me in the next couple of days. We'll put you in with that fabulous discount into the course.
And they can just call you and get more information, too, if they want to find out more about it, right?
Absolutely. If they want to find out more, they have questions, how will this work for them, all the calls are recorded in the Life Mastery program. Students, if they miss a call and want to listen to it over and over, have access to a special website where they can listen to that call anytime and over. So the teaching is really done at their convenience.
Right.
We'd love to have them live on the call with us each week, because not only do you do the teaching each week like this, but then you open up the call for discussion. The thing I love about the course that we're doing, it feels so intimate. It feels like we're in a group with 8 to 10, we're in a room with 8 to 10 people having a discussion and a teaching right in your living room. It's very powerful. It's not simple, but it's an easy program to do, extremely powerful, and I consider it a very intimate teaching opportunity with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate that. And I just love working with you, and I'm really grateful with hundreds of people all around the country on this program, and would love to see some of you join us and see, mostly because of what happens, what the reports are about what's happening in people's lives, and that's the greatest joy that we're having in doing this.
We've had reports around the country from people who have done lots and lots of this work and say this is some of the most powerful work they have done, and so we just encourage everybody to join us. If there's anybody who has any kind of issue they'd like to help work through with the program and doing it, just go ahead and email me.
That's great.
So, hey, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Karen. So as we go back to, I just want to recap now where we are, because then we're going to take it another whole step here in loving, finding the love of your life. The premise, of course, is that relationship is primary to every single one of us, that in relationship, part of the schooling and part of the challenge and the gift of relationship is that we have to confront the disconnect that happens when we're let down or hurt or disappointed or something happens. And most of us have experienced the pain of a relationship breakup, when a relationship didn't go well. And the amount of investment we have in the relationship is directly proportional to the amount of pain we're going to have if it doesn't go well. So if it's a parent or one of our children or if it's a spouse or a best friend, when those relationships break down, it covers every part of our life. So no one can be, none of us can take the responsibility for someone else learning how to communicate, but we can be a presence for what healthy communication is like. And we can be a place in which there is not added toxicity. That we can take complete control of that part of our experience. And it's interesting because our own self-esteem, the way we value ourselves, shifts. Because as we begin to treat others differently, we also begin to treat ourselves differently. And as we begin to bring more respect in how we're speaking to other people, even in the presence of our hurts, even in the presence of our disappointment, that respect is something we start also to feel for ourselves. This is transformation work. This absolutely transforms not only the relationship with others, but the relationship with self, and that ultimately brings a transformation in our relationship with life itself. So again, no name calling, no button pushing, no bringing up the past, no labeling. We give up always and never. We learn these three strategies. Stick to the present. Say what I see, what happened, what I feel about what happened, and what I want to happen. And we stay in that cycle again and again. And then we ask the other, how is this for you? And then we practice authentic listening. We really do want to know how it is for the other person. And to really listen to somebody else in no way means that you're giving up your agenda. In no way does it mean that you're giving up your right to have your feelings. It just means that for a moment you suspend that. And it's very powerful to learn how to do that. You know, I think the first time I learned that I could suspend my panic and that I could actually schedule my own panic, I could decide that, well, this situation happened, but I'm going to wait 3 days, and then if I don't find some good in it or I don't find something that's meaningful in this, then I'll panic. It was so empowering to know that I could actually choose how I was going to respond. And that's part of what the gift of this is. So I want to talk about now, as I mentioned to you earlier, what the quality of a relationship is when, as the Bible might say, love is. There are energies to love. You know, patience, kindness, the release of envy, that love keeps no score of wrongs. It delights in the truth. Love does not gloat over anyone else's errors. And, you know, we've all had the experience where somebody else made a mistake and a little part of us went, ha, 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 you know, it's like, or if something bad happens to somebody that maybe we felt hurt by, and we don't even maybe even want to have that feeling. But this little part inside of us goes, yeah, they got theirs, you know. And so we recognize in these moments that there's a part of us that needs reparenting, or there's a part of us that needs loving right now. And we release that feeling of gloating, or we release that feeling of scorekeeping, and we say, this is not really how I want to be. This is not how I want to be. I'll give you a simple strategy for up-leveling your own experience of love's presence and opening your heart to greater and greater degrees so that you're able to both authentically give love and authentically receive love. Because what happens is that when we have felt hurt by somebody or disappointed or let down, there's a temptation to close our heart down. And the little voice inside of us may say, well, I'm going to make sure you don't get hurt again. We're going to close down here. Ultimately, that voice is not our friend. That, yeah, we don't want to get hurt again, but closing down our heart means we close down to the opportunity to have what it is we most want. So there's a difference between closing the heart and learning protection. So here's a simple thing to do that can help you navigate some of the terrain that happens in human relating. We practice these skills in how we speak and treat one another. And when we're not sure, ask yourself the simple question, what would love do here? you know, you've called a girlfriend three or four times and she hasn't called you back. What would love do here? Well, there's a part of you that's going to say, well, you know, heck with her. I called her three times. She hasn't called me back. I'm just going to, you know, I won't call her again until she calls me. What would love do here? Love might reach out to her and say, is there something going on I don't know about? Is there a change in our relationship I'm not aware of? Love might ask a question, but I can tell you this, and I have lots of experience with this, not only with myself, but lots of people, that if you ask the question, what would love do here, and you mean it when you ask, you really want to know what would the energy of love do in this situation. There's always, you have access to an idea and information that comes from authentic loving because it's of your own nature. And you will have a guidance that will help you navigate in ways you had absolutely no idea of. Try this. Your spouse said, let's watch a movie, and then sits behind the computer all night long. I mean, the part of you wants to just stomp off and go to bed or get silent, and he finally comes out and says, well, what's the matter? You know, he forgot all about it. What's the matter? Nothing. And there's this wall now between you. Rather than, what would love do here? Love would say, gosh, I thought we were going to watch a movie tonight, but you're behind the computer. Do you want to renegotiate this? You want to not watch a movie tonight? I don't want something to get between us. Love will call you to taking the first step back to love. Love will call you to take that step. And as you do that, it isn't just the relationship that gets better. It's you. You get to live more in love. You get to have the experience of more authentically relating to others, to yourself, and to life itself. So I want to just tell Erica, we're going to take another break here in just a second.
I think why don't we just take it right up to the top here and just end a minute okay. early, and then we'll do that break then.
Okay, that sounds good.
Great.
So those of you that are looking for the love of your life, I told you I'd give you three simple things. And Eric, just to check in, how much time do we have right now?
We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay, terrific. So those of you who are looking for the love of your life, there are three simple strategies that you can employ actually transform your life. One of which is you work with the relationships you're in. Instead of the longing for the person, the right person, if only I had the right person, if only I had this other partner. You know, you don't deny that you do wish for that. And there's a part of you that does long for that. But you don't put your life in abeyance until that other person comes along. You don't not live your life fully now. Because ultimately, if you're living from a sense of lack, you'll be looking for somebody else to fill that lack. That creates a needy experience. And when somebody comes along who actually may be the right person for you, if you're in a needy kind of emotional energy, that's like the back end of a magnet. It's like the push-away side of a magnet to somebody who's really healthy. And ultimately, we all want to be with somebody who is healthy. We want to be with somebody who comes into a relationship for all the right reasons. Well, in order to find the right person, we have to be the right person. We have to be the right person. So there is absolutely nothing between us and doing some of the work right now that creates the environment of healthy relationships, even with the people we're in relationship with, on the way to having that one special person in your life. So primarily, start where you are with what you have. And what you have now are some relationships. Deepen those. Expand those. Become more respectful of those. Appreciate them in greater ways, including your relationship with yourself. So bring yourself right into the center of that loving experience. How would you treat yourself if you were really well loved? How would you treat yourself if you knew that you were really an important being in the world? How would you treat yourself? How would you feed yourself? How would you rest yourself? How would you spend your leisure time? How would you spend your money? If you in fact were part of the experience where you were really well loved, so you begin to work with the relationships you have in the highest and best possibility of what that can mean to you and learn these strategies and skills we talked about tonight, and that begins to build a different pattern of energy, and everything is energy. And so we're always attracting according to the energy field we're in. And if we're in a negative energy field, we're complaining and whining and moaning and feeling victim-y, the people that are going to be drawn to hang out with us are going to be just like that. There's some part of them. They'll either be a rescuer or they'll be a victim, and then it all just will go into these cycles where we end up being unhappy one more time.
Well, Mary, we've got just about a minute here.
All right. So I just want to say to everybody tonight, tonight's class, tonight's program is really, and tune into Dr. Pat's program because you get all of what we've talked about here and way more. So you're in, tonight's program is called Life Solutions. And there is a life solution for every relationship you're in. You can have a healthy relationship, be the person that is the love of your life. Practice communication skills and keep your eyes open.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week, Monday at 5. And tune in Friday at 5 for Finding Your Music with Ava. Thanks for listening.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love one day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.